number 10,187, John S. and Marion W. Madigan, east of Surf Road, 82 feet north of Facet Road, being lot 15 within Sussex Shore Development. They're seeking a variance from the front yard setback requirement. Mr. Chairman, just before...
East 1A. And is this gentleman going to testify as well?
He may.
Okay. Might as well do it now. Names and addresses from both of them, please.
Tom Ford, Oak Square, Ocean View, Delaware.
Sir?
Mark Deasty, 39714 Gun Road, Delaware.
Spell your last name.
D-I-E-S-T.
All right. Gentlemen, do you swear affirm the testimony you give this evening should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Chairman, before they start the affidavit of the picture that we requested, that we need on this board,
right?
The inspector ran out of battery power, couldn't take that picture, but when he went back to take that picture of the sign, posted sign, the sign wasn't there. So just so you know, that posting was gone.
Posting was gone. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, sir.
May I submit some additional information?
Yes, if you hand it down to the secretary, please.
Additional information will just be easier to follow. What we're requesting is we have a lot that's in Sussex Shores, which is just north of Bethany Beach, an older subdivision. And prior to zoning, it had existing setbacks set forth on the each of the individual lots. They're a little bit in conflict with Sussex County. And we're proposing to take down an existing home that actually is non-conforming on the side and rear. But since that time, there's also been the DNREC line and the building setback line where you are right on the dune, which restricts the buildable area that originally was on the lot. And thus, we are looking to get a 5-foot variance in the front solely. All other setbacks would be adhered to. And the 5-foot would be in conformance with Sussex Shore's front yard setback of 25 feet. Right now, Sussex County requires 30 feet. This is not a precedent-setting request. There are numerous other homes that are being rebuilt now and adhering to the moving forward of the DNREC line, and at the same time they'll be looking at that 5-foot variance between the 30-foot front yard of Sussex County and the 25-foot of Sussex Shore.
As Mr. Chairman, as a known fact, the Sussex Shores with Denrec.
I'm sorry?
With Denrec requirements.
They were.
What he's stating there. That's a known fact.
I guess just for the record, it is a unique site because of the Denrec deal. Mark Dietze is the builder that will be building the home, if there's any questions about the home. It was not created by the applicant, and it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it is the minimum variance to allow us to get a garage and steps and so forth for the home that's being planned.
Okay.
You didn't remove that posting, did you?
I did not. In fact, I went down to take a picture, too, and it wasn't there when I... went, but Mark attended a community event and actually presented it to the community at that annual event.
I'm also a resident of Sussex Shores, as well as I'm going to be building this house. I built several homes in Sussex Shores, and I presented it to the Homeowners Association on Memorial Day weekend. We have a associated meeting on Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day weekend, and I had the plans and what have you. And asked anybody that had any questions to please, I will wait after our meeting to come forward, and nobody came forward. It's been done several times, to my knowledge, in Sussex Shores. It's just adhering to the Sussex Shores setback versus the Sussex County setback.
Correct. Okay. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bertman?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move to approve case number 10187, as I don't think it alters the residential character of the neighborhood, and it will not impair the use of adjacent properties. It will not be detrimental to public welfare, and it's bringing in line with the rest of the houses along the beachfront there.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,187. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.
Case